author says, it is only when we shall be in possession of the beatific vision, the sight of God, that the full beauty of the divine plan, which is being worked out in the world, will be visible to us. End quote. Until then, we can only make imperfect attempts at what we call theology of history. That is, history, the history of the world, in order to be understood, must be viewed in the light of faith. It must be viewed in the light of faith, all the events of the world. We must heed the instructions and the warnings of the representatives of Christ on earth, particularly papal pronouncements of the past, whenever we wish to know the root causes of the present chaotic condition of this world. Now, things in society, things in the world, are either going very well or they are going very badly in proportion as the world accepts or rejects God's divine plan for the restoration of our true life, that is, the life of grace in our soul, which was lost by original sin. So the events of our age are the direct results of man's rejection of the divine plan for an ordered human life. They are the consequences, one author said, of the application to action of the ideas of what is order and what is disorder. You see that in the socialist groups. For them, one idea is ordered. For instance, the monetary system, how money should be taken from the rich or from the middle class and given to the poor. That's an idea of order for them. Whereas for the Catholics who follow the Catholic teachings and past papal pronouncements, they know that that is not true. That man has a right to keep what he has earned. That is one thing. But what we are seeing in this political world, in our day and age, is a naturalism. Their ideas of saving society is a naturalistic approach. Whereas we must take on, we Catholics, have a whole other idea of what will bring order and peace and justice to society. And that is supernatural ideas of the divine plan. So to understand the problems of our own age, we must never lose sight of that truth. And as long as people do not understand this, no amount of politics will change a thing. Not even the Trump train can come puffing down the tracks to fix the true problems of society, which are problems of the family. Problems of what is left of our Christian civilization being taken away from us. Mankind, to fix these problems, must return to the divine plan. Nothing natural will solve it. Going back to the Garden of Eden, upon creation, everything was perfectly well ordered in the world between God and man, between the man and his and the soul. Everything had peaceful existence. Even the animals did not rebel. Nothing rebelled until Adam and Eve. At the behest of Lucifer, they rejected the divine plan for the first time. And all the chaos of this whole world and all of history started then. God's plan is to fix that rejection, the results of rejecting the divine plan. Now, since that time of Adam and Eve, man and the devils, but we're focusing on man, has always attempted to supplant the rights of God and to make a paradise of his own on this earth, a natural paradise which is completely separated from God. It has been nothing else but a clash of interests between the rights of God and the so-called rights of man. And again, God has desired to restore the life of grace to man. And so he gave us the Ten Commandments. He gave us the seven sacraments. He gave us the Holy Catholic Church to help in this restoration. But man has always sought his own pursuit of liberty. This liberty that you hear of so often in American politics, in France, it is not the liberty of the sons of God. Rather, it is truly, read the documents, it is a liberty from God himself. It is a freedom from his commandments. It is a rejection of the divine plan. Certainly, this liberty preached by Americans has some good effects. The Catholic Church is now no longer persecuted in America. We can practice our religion in peace. So it does have some good effects. But this liberty that they talk about is separate from the plan of God. And until the last day, it will be a fight between God and Lucifer. In our generations, we have seen so much rebellion. In the 60s and 70s, we saw the destruction of the church, the destruction of the sacraments, where in the new church there is no more Eucharist, there is no more Mass, there is no more confession and forgiveness of sins, there is not even a priest. There are no valid bishops to make priests. These things are all gone. Christian order in society is gone. And now we're seeing the destruction of the Christian family and political disorder. The only way to heal society is not through the politician. We must learn that. We must understand that. It is to return to God and to follow the divine plan. Blessed Peter Julian Aimard. Many of you probably know his name, but don't know much about him. He lived in the early and mid-1800s, and like us, he lived during a time of revolution and upheaval. The French Revolution had just ended. It had ravaged all over France. And as a result, there were severe changes to the political, the social, and the religious landscape of the whole country. As a teenager, Blessed Peter saw the Industrial Revolution. And then came the change in art, music, literature. And on top of it, there was a great deal of anti-clericalism in society. Priests were put to death. So along came Blessed Peter. He was made a priest, and his whole spirituality revolved around reparation for the crimes of nations. But one day, as he was carrying the Blessed Sacrament, it was the Corpus Christi procession, he received an intense attraction, a grace, to Christ in the Eucharist. And he resolved, these are his words, to bring all the world to the knowledge and love of our Lord, to preach nothing but Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ Eucharistic. So he, from that moment on, devoted the rest of his life to fostering devotion to the Eucharist. He believed that this world would be restored in this way. In fact, he worked many, many miracles of grace through his Eucharistic devotion. I'll give you two quotations before I wrap up this sermon. Blessed Peter said, "The great evil of our time is that people do not go to Jesus as their very Savior and God. They abandon the only foundation, the only law, the only grace of salvation. What is to be done then? We must return to the fountain of life, and not just to the historical Jesus, nor to the Jesus glorified in heaven, but rather to Jesus in the Eucharist. It is necessary to bring him out from the shadows so that he can once again take his place at the head of Christian society." And the other quote, "Today more than ever, we have need of men who, by their self-immolation, disarm the anger of God inflamed by the ever-increasing crimes of nations. We must have souls who, by their importunity, reopen the treasures of grace which the indifference of the multitude has closed. We must have true adorers, that is, men of fervor and of sacrifice." In conclusion, think of it this way. The number of true believers, strong, practical believers in Christ's Eucharistic presence has never been large. And this would be a fair comparison with the number of true believers in his divinity when he was walking the streets of Palestine. Yet we know what happened. A relatively small number of dedicated followers, they shook the Roman Empire to its foundations and they spread the faith everywhere. Now, 40 hours is coming, this coming week. It is time for us to return to the fountain of life. It is time to put our faith not in politicians, but in God himself, in the Eucharist. We have him here, the King of Kings. Let us then truly resolve it now in your own minds. Make this 40 hours the best and the most fervent 40 hours that this parish has ever had. Come as often as you can to adore our Lord, to receive the sacraments, and above all, implore God's mercy and beg that society once more may accept the divine plan of salvation, which is the only way to a well-ordered society. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.